Man, what is popping, you guys? You know who it is. It is your boy, Keith Fit. And this is another episode of Keith Fit TV. I think this is episode 5, you know, of season 3. I'm excited. Ooh, I'm real excited about this one, all right? Like, this one's about to be epic, you guys, for real. Or at least I hope it's going to be epic. And I'm really hoping that, you know, within this message being shared today, you guys can really absorb something and take something from it and use it within your life to help you move in a positive direction. You know, that's the reason why I do these podcasts. It's about spreading positivity overall, and it's coming in different manners. And usually, you know, I do enjoy having a guest, but today is just, you know, just me by myself. Just spreading some positive information. So again, I hope some of it resonates with you guys and you can use it and apply it to your life and really grow from it and make something special happen within your lives, okay? So the topic of today's discussion is going to be the inner giant. So that's pretty deep right there, the inner giant. All right, so I don't know. I don't know what you guys think. So I'm gonna ask you guys, what does the word giant mean to you? Now, if you can, take a second, get a pen and pad. If you gotta pause the tape or pause the listening, the podcast, you know, go ahead and pause it. Go run, grab yourself a pen and pad. Bring it back and jot down on that for me your definition of what the word giant means to you. Now I'm gonna give you guys a moment to go ahead and do that. So if you want to pause it, go ahead and pause it for a slight second and I'll be back with you guys. Alrighty, we back, baby. So I hope y'all got that pen and pad. And you jotted down exactly what it means to you, the word giant. And we're going to dive into this next piece. So I went and I did some research. And Webster's definition of the word giant is a legendary human-like being of great stature and strength. A living being of great size, a person of extraordinary powers. Man, now that's something right there. That's deep. Honestly, that's real deep. Now that we know what the word giant is defined as, our next step is to begin to imagine what that would look like if a giant was right in front of us. What does it look like? What does that word bring to mind to you? Now I'm gonna give you guys another moment to go ahead and think on that for a bit, write it down, in detail. Write it down in detail on what a giant would look like if a giant was right in front of you. Now that you know a giant is a legendary human-like being of great stature, now that you know it is a living being of great size and a person of extraordinary powers. Alrighty, now that we're back, I hope you guys jotted that information down because it is useful, or will definitely be useful for what we are talking about today. We're going to dive into this next piece right here. Now that we've taken a few moments, I'm going to share to you all my opinion on what I begin to envision when I begin to think of the word giant and what it means to me. So, what I begin to envision is an entity of ginormous size and strength, able to stand tall. Its head is surrounded by the clouds, but at the same time, it is able to walk on the earth just like any other man would do, but powerful enough to stomp on boulders, crushing them like gravel, and strong enough to move mountains out of the way easily, like we do our kitchen chair, sitting at the dining room table. Could you imagine such a creature? Could you imagine such a thing? Now, if you could see what I see, I want you to hold on to that image and go to the nearest mirror. Shoot, if you have to, pull your phone out and put it on selfie mode for a sec. Now, what do you see? I'm gonna give you guys a second to jot that down on a piece of paper and describe to me or to describe to yourselves, what do you see when you pull that camera out? Or when you're standing in the mirror, what do you see? Alrighty, now that we're back, I'm gonna go ahead and tell you guys what I see. The description I have just given you, I see in all of you. And yet, I haven't seen none of you. So how do I know that that giant is in you? Well, have you ever been through something so difficult to deal with, you may have felt like giving up, but you chose the latter instead? A great example of this is a school-age student determined to pass their class. While taking the class, they find themselves traveling on an up-down, round-and-round roller coaster ride on the path to success. The class is difficult and challenging, to say the least, but determined to pass, they do not fold. The scores begin coming back from the test, and at first, things are not seeming good at all. I'm talking D's and C's. However, the determination would not let them give up. They begin to grow more and more persistent with studying and consistent with studying as well. The beat of the tactics and strategies used for studying began to become more focused and in sync, delivering to them the perfect rhythm to play for each test as they move forward throughout the class. Ultimately, this leads to a rise in their test scores and an overall pass for the class. The reason I bring this example up is because I truly believe sometime or at some point in your life, you had to face a difficult problem such as this one. A problem that you have overcame or could be currently going through. Either way, the message is for you. That problem, that hardship, that difficult moment, it all represents those boulders and those mountains. Your inner giant, your inner strength, that was used to help you overcome whatever problem you may have had to face and overcome. The persistence, the consistency, the hard work, the determination, it all represents your inner giant, which is also represented by your inner strength, which was needed to help you stomp those boulders down to gravel and move those mountains out your way. And for the ones that may be currently going through that hard time, you're in luck. Because just as they overcame, you will too. There is an inner giant within all of us. There is no mountain too big to be moved, and no boulder too solid to be crushed. All you have to do is awaken that inner giant within you And how do you awaken that inner giant within you? You awaken that inner giant within you, in my belief, by believing first in yourself and who you are, knowing within yourself that you are capable of overcoming whatever obstacle placed in front of you. Things will get hard, you guys. They always do. That's life. Life is always going to throw them curveballs your way. But no, every curveball thrown has a possibility of being hit and knocked out of the park. I'm talking home run. You have the ability to do just that by not giving up on yourself, by not being down on yourself, by constantly holding your head high with pride and with hope and with faith within yourself that you will overcome. I promise you, you will overcome it. No mountain is too big to be moved out the way. And like I said, no boulder is too solid to be crushed. It's all obstacles. It's all obstacles being used to do what? To show you exactly who you are. To show you exactly what you're made of. To show you that you are able to unlock that giant within yourself. Well, that's all I got for you guys today. Today was definitely a short one, man. And I just, you know, I love doing this, man. And I love talking to you guys. I love spreading positivity. And I really do hope that something within today's message was able to resonate with you. Something within today's message you were able to grab onto and hopefully use it within your life to help you move forward in your life. I just want what's best for you, and I just want you to be the best version of you can be. Now, I don't know what that is. Shoot, you may not know what that is, but I tell you one thing I do know. You have a better understanding of what the best version of you looks like than I do. So, with that, you're in charge of your life. Take those steps needed to keep moving forward. Take those steps needed to keep growing and developing and becoming the best version of you can be. And with that, you guys, I'm gonna call this one a day. I love those who love me, and if you don't love me, it's cool. Your boy Keith Fit still got nothing but mad love for you. All right, until next time, I'ma holler at you guys. Yo, I'm out of here. Peace.